The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Another running back I wanted to get your guys' opinion on is Dameon Pierce, who was drafted by the Houston Texans. Ooh. I think, similar to Atlanta, even really more confident than the situation in Atlanta, I feel like he is the best running back on the Houston Texans roster. They don't have David Johnson anymore. They finally released him. He is still a free agent right now. But they did sign Marlon Mack, and they brought back Rex Burkhead. And you know, Marlon Mack has a 1,000-yard season in the NFL. He's shown some promise, but he basically just barely played last season, and he was coming off of a major injury. I think Dameon Pierce has like a real chance to wind up being a productive running back, or maybe not even necessarily productive, at least get like volume and touches. Like, he's a guy that you can draft who's got a good chance at wind up getting a significant volume as a rookie.
Dameon Pierce, I feel like, is one of the biggest steals of this draft. And like, for fantasy, for like the team, the Houston Texans, like, I think this was just a great overall pick for them. And looking at Dameon Pierce, you might be concerned that he doesn't necessarily have the draft capital. He's a fourth round pick, but he was taken second in the fourth round. So like, basically a third rounder if we're rounding up. But like, he landed in, as you said, the absolute perfect situation. The biggest concern has got to be offensive line. I think from the Texans standpoint, last year they ranked dead last among NFL teams in their run blocking grade. Running backs on their team averaged just 3.4 yards per rush attempt. Like, yikes, not good. They did add Kenyon Green into the mix, who, you know, better run blocker than he is a pass blocker, I think. He's got size. He's got like the right build for a running back. And if you're wondering why he fell to the fourth round, I think it just comes down to the fact that with the Gators, he never had a situation where he necessarily took over as a workhorse. Never had more than 106 rush attempts in a season. And that's the biggest concern. And that's why I think he fell to this point. But on the rush attempts he got and the opportunities he got as a pass blocker, I think he showed really well. So like, if this dude comes out and he can handle volume, the Texans are going to be looking like absolute geniuses grabbing him in the early fourth.
The one thing I will say is, what do we think of the Texans this year? I thought it was surprising, you know, the odds opened up on, you know, win totals and stuff. The books have them at four wins the entire year. I don't understand that at all. I think the Texans are a lot more competitive than a 4-13 team now. That's crazy to me. So if they go 4-13, I don't know how many touches Pierce is going to end up getting. But if they perform like a 500 team, which they're playing an AFC South schedule, they should be. I think he has a chance.
I still think the Texans could win more games than the Jags. Like, even after every move, I absolutely agree. Yeah, like, yes. I wouldn't be shocked by that at all, because I have no faith in what the Jags are building down there.
The Jags have no faith in what the Jags are building. So I think all of this is like a safe bet. I don't want to touch the Jaguars with the 10-foot pole. Set them up for the number one overall pick in 2023. Like, let's just make it a 3-straight season first overall pick. Let's do it. Sign them up.
And draft a quarterback and kick Trevor Lawrence to the curb.
It's a fast league. It's a fast moving league, man.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.